like a pretty fair country bargain, so I says, Avis, it's a deal. And it was.
Enemy rockets have hit Saigon's Tansanut Air Base again, inflicting only light damage and light casualties. It happened as thousands of Allied troops swept Saigon's outskirts in an attempt to clean out those red rockets and mortar emplacements. No shells fell in Saigon itself for the third straight day. From Cape Kennedy today, a mighty Titan III roared from its launch pad to successfully fling eight communication satellites into eight different orbits. Military satellites providing greater communications reliability between Vietnam and the Pentagon. Don Blair, Mutual News.
The forecast for the greater Ann Arbor Ypsilanti area, fair and cool tonight, a low of 50 degrees. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness and warmer with showers or thundershowers possible in the late evening or night. A high tomorrow of 80 degrees, a low tomorrow night of 55. The outlook for Saturday, mostly cloudy and cooler with a chance of showers. Currently, winds from the north-northwest at 6 miles an hour, the temperature 64 degrees.
WAAM News. News you don't get anywhere else.
Welcome back to the Joe Dahl.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help,
when I was young, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. And now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Don't you worry about that, fellas. We all need a little help around here. Merrily Rush. As we preview our new Sound 16 survey, has a number 8 sound, down from number 4 last week. Still going strong. Angel of the Morning.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Just call me Angel of the Morning. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted.
looking down. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded by the light. Just call me angel.
She is Mary Lee Rush, Big Sound, Honk of the Happening Mini Horn for that one.
M and R on the rocks, Martini and Rossi imported for booze.
Who's singing?
I am.
But you're a bottle of Martini and Rossi sweet vermouth.
M and R dry vermouth sings too. We're imported and the nation's favorites. No wonder we sing.
Say what you do for an encore.
We're great straight, so nice over ice. It's great on the rocks, Renfield Importers, New York.
I understand the Happening Underground mini chorus has something planned for us. What do you got going in the other room there, fellas?
Stacks and stacks of 45s, yeah, 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 yeah. Stacks and stacks of 45s, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Stacks and stacks of
45.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Now, wait a minute.
Stacks and stacks of 45. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Stacks and stacks of 45. Yeah, yeah.
We'll check in with him later. The top of the stack.
I look up to the sky, I see your eyes, a funny kind of yellow.
Found it under the barrel.
Home to bed, I suck my head, I see your face underneath my we
By golly, here's some information for you. Just got a call from a gal who says she's friends with the Quicksilver Messenger Service. And, you know, we were having a hassle trying to figure out whether Quicksilver was the name of the album by a group called Messenger Service, or whether it was a group called Quicksilver Messenger Service with the album of the same name, which is the case. And the way they arrived at that name is, astrologically, all the members of the group, she says, are under the sign of Virgo, which, I don't understand these astrological things very well, but Quicksilver has something to do with that thing. So, that's the name, Quicksilver Messenger Service. Next time you go to a party, you can amaze your friends and surprise your enemies with that piece of information. You'll find this area's outstanding collection of Father's Day gifts at Marsh's of Ann Arbor in Ypsilanti. For Father's Day, June 16th, Marsh's has a brand new stock of fine briefcases and a huge assortment of Prince Gardner billfolds and leather goods, home bar accessories, travel bars, and glassware. Hyde Park installed... Installed? Ah, Hyde Park initialed desk accessories, Durand desk accessories, and many other gifts for his office, including typewriters and adding machines. Now, what's more, they gift wrap free. That's Marsh's, 329 South Main Street in Ann Arbor, 20 Tornuth. Doll, you got a mouthful of teeth tonight, don't you? Including typewriters and many other gifts for his office, including typewriters and adding machines. Well, should we start over again? I don't know. What's more, they gift wrap free, friends, at Marsh's, 329 South Main Street in Ann Arbor, 22 North Washington, in Ypsilanti.
You fill my life with happiness. You bring me joy with your caress. And you leave me satisfied. Your tender kiss, I can't resist. The more I try to hide, just half alive. I've got to have you, baby. And oh, I just got to, I've got to have you, baby. Your heart is the house in which I dwell, that I come to know and to love so well, and need so much. Can't get enough of your sweet love. The more you give, the more I live for your tender touch.
Fantastic Four says so right on the label. Moves up to number 16 this week on our new and improved Sound 16 survey.
Stock car racing, America's number two spectator sport, will again be in full swing Saturday night at Flat Rock Speedway. Big double feature program with late model stocks and fabulous figure eights. C. Joy Fair defend his 1967 championship against Danny Bird, Roy Grana, and Ann Arbor's Roy Barnard. Remember, Saturday night, Flat Rock Speedway, 1 mile south of Flat Rock, Telegraph, and Newburgh Roads. Time trials at 7 o'clock, racing at 8:30.
The Flat Rock track has just been repaved, you know. A whole new facelifting. And track lifting, too. There'll be new records set. See for yourself. Saturday night. Remember when Alvin Cash and the Crawlers used to come on with...
It's twilight time! Ooh, ah! Ooh, ah! Ooh,
what I was going to say is, can I put you on the air? Have you explained this? All right? Okay. Now, who have we got on the line here?
Joyce Francisco.
Joyce, now, you were telling us about Quicksilver Messenger Service.
Right.
And what does it all mean, really, now?
Well, the Quicksilvers are all Virgos. And Virgo, which is ruled by the planet Mercury, and Quicksilver being a very characteristic mineral element of the planet Mercury, as we know in the thermometers, Mercury.
Ah.
And so Quicksilver is the characteristic of it, and they give themselves the name Quicksilver.
Yeah, Quicksilver, then, is not a commonly accepted astrological sign or anything like that.
Oh, no. It's just the mineral element.
I see. Okay, I guess that explains it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Hullabaloo! This weekend's the big one, grand opening at Hullabaloo. So make the Hullabaloo scene from 8 p.m. on at the new Hullabaloo, 639 South Main, entrance off Mosley.
Hullabaloo!
Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm one of the national Hullabaloo dancers from New York City. I'm in town for the grand opening weekend of TV's Hullabaloo scene. Friday night, I'll be appearing along with the Dynamite recording group, The Pack, plus the Buffy Reed Phenomenon. Saturday night, to add to the excitement, the Vincent DePaul Society will be joining in with the Buffy Reed Phenomenon. So come on, kids, get into a new bag and let's have a hullabaloo in.
That's Hullabaloo, 639 South Main, entrance off Mosley. Ann Arbor's new in-place for young adults.
Since we got the name straight now, and since we have the album here, why don't we play something from it? Because the music is really the important part, right? They make some pretty good stuff of it. Pride of Man.
Turn around, go back down, back the way you came. tower to fall. Make of you a pyre of flame. Oh, you who dwell on many waters, rich in treasure, wide in fame, you bow unto your god of gold. Your pride of might shall be your shame. For only God can lead his people back unto the earth again. Oh God, who cried a man broken in the dust again. Thy holy mountain be restored. Have mercy on thy people. Thy people, Lord.
I don't know, it was pretty good until right at the end there, fellas. What happened?
It's racing this Friday night at Manchester Speedway. And because the last half of last Friday night's race was rained out, Manchester Speedway will feature the big Demolition Derby this Friday night, plus 12 to 14 other races, plus a big double feature race of all the fastest cars. Take on 94 to Chelsea Manchester exit and turn south. Racing starts at 8:30, time trials at 7. See you there at Manchester Speedway.
A little traveling music up the news time.
And now, folks, it's definitely Suck It To Me time. Oh, that's cute. Really cute. Suck it to me, suck it to me. Suck it to me, suck it to me. Oh, suck it to me, baby. Oh, go on, really suck it to me. I'm daring you, suck it to me. Is that what you call sucking it to me?
Yes, it is. Joe Dahl with you from Radio 16. Talk some news to you, then back with more of the same old stuff and a Joe Dahl happening.
Oh, super! You know, if this is what they call funky, it's a bit of all right.
The one most people have turned to. This is WAAM Ann Arbor.
It's 10 o'clock. Good evening, everyone. Joe Dahl reporting. A transcript released today says one witness told a Los Angeles grand jury he saw a girl in a polka-dot dress standing next to accused killer Saran Saran the night Robert Kennedy was shot. Earlier, a Kennedy worker said she saw a woman run from the hotel that night shouting, "We shot him!" A British cabinet minister has signed orders authorizing courts to proceed with extradition action against James Earl Ray, the man charged with killing Martin Luther King. 21,350,000 shares were traded on the New York Stock Exchange today, a record for Wall Street. A single Titan IIIC rocket put 8 new radio satellites into orbit today, strengthening the communications link between Washington and Vietnam. In the Michigan news, 3 persons were wounded in a gun battle at a branch bank on Detroit's east side before 4 holdup men were apprehended. None of the 3 wounded persons, including a police sergeant, were in serious condition. American Motors say it will sell its Kelvinator appliance division to White Consolidated Industries of Cleveland. No money terms have been announced. The move came as AMC, the smallest and financially weakest of the nation's 4 major auto companies, had been attempting to reverse its profits picture in recent months. United Auto Workers President Walter Reuther today labeled as a shame the gun control aspects of the anti-crime bill just passed by Congress. Reuther, himself the victim of an attempted assassination 20 years ago, says such a shabby bill is a desecration to the memory of Senator Robert Kennedy. Reuther wired President Johnson, urging him to veto the measure. Governor Romney today signed an anti-riot bill, but law enforcement officials will not be able to use the measure this summer. The bill goes into effect 90 days after the legislature adjourns. It prohibits persons from blocking streets. Student activists at their national convention in East Lansing has proposed an expansion of the Students for a Democratic Society groups in cities. Most of the debate centered around a 7-page proposal that calls upon SDS members to work with the poor and underprivileged against the established order. A dozen Negro students at Lansing Community College today met with LCC President Dr. Philip Gannon and quietly demanded more black students and faculty. Gannon says the meeting was cordial. He will meet with the group tomorrow, as promised, to see that the students will be able to meet with the college board on Monday. At least 3 major proposals have been presented to the Great Lakes Commission meeting at Sault Ste. Marie, including one to launch a $500,000 project to clear dead trash fish from Lake Michigan's resort beaches. Another recommendation proposed a gate system to raise the water level 6 inches on Lakes Michigan and Huron, while a third called for boards of inquiry to determine liability claims against foreign ships on the lakes. 5 key producers of the insecticide DDT have appealed to the Michigan Department of Agriculture to back off on its ban of the compound for mosquito control. The chemical producers, appearing before the Agriculture Commission today, claim that the federal government and such respected groups as the World Health Organization have been purchasing the chemicals for mosquito control. The Michigan Conservation Commission today tentatively approved a conservation kill of 46,000 antlerless deer during the state's firearm deer season, November 15th through the 30th. The commission indicated that more licenses would be issued since the deer herd is in better shape than last fall. The figures will be finalized at its next meeting on July 11th and 12th. The long-sought and highly controversial bill to reorganize Michigan's lower courts officially went to Governor Romney's desk today. The governor has 14 days to sign or veto the bill, but he's expected to sign it so the machinery for election can get rolling. Bert Yancey is the leader. After the first round of the U.S. Open golf tourney at Rochester, New York, he shot a 3-under par 67. In baseball, Detroit downed Minnesota today, 3-1. It took 11 innings for Oakland to finally beat Cleveland, 1-0. California 4, Boston 2. In the second game, it was a tie. California 1, Boston 1, suspended by agreement after 5.5 innings. In the National League, Chicago Cubs defeated Cincinnati 8-4. Pittsburgh 8, San Francisco 7. After 6 innings of play, now Atlanta Braves leading the, or rather tied with St. Louis Cardinals, 1-1. And the Philadelphia Phils beat the Houston Astros 3-2. In the third round of NCAA baseball at Omaha, Southern Illinois defeated Oklahoma State 7-1. And after 3 innings of play now, at St. John's tied with Southern California 2-2. The forecast for the greater Ann Arbor Ypsilanti area, fair and cool tonight, a low of 50 degrees predicted, increasing cloudiness and warmer tomorrow with showers and thundershowers possible late in the afternoon or evening. A high tomorrow of 80 degrees, a low tomorrow night 55. Mostly cloudy and cooler with a chance of showers on Saturday. Currently 62 degrees.
WAAM News. News you don't get anywhere else.
Welcome back to the Thursday night Joe Dahl.
Happening. I dig rock and roll. I can feel the twine and the jerk. I wear strictly continental suits and high-collar shirts. I've got a reputation of being gentle but bold. Don't wear a false respect, and you never see me carry around a little black bag. My real name's no secret, but for me it will never be told. I'm just known as
knees, and I tracked him down right away. Now he's a DJ on a radio show, a station that everybody knows. Call me Double O Soul. Call me Double O Soul.
Edwin Starr, man, I think he's as good as the Happening Underground mini chorus.
Yeah, yeah, stacks and stacks of 45.
Still at it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well.
You see this guy? This guy's in love with me. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love. And what I'd do to make you mine, tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the last to know my hand.
Thank you, Herbie Herbie. Well, that's been number one on our Sound 16 survey now for some time. And as the new one comes out, it'll be in your store tomorrow. And we got the inside line on it tonight. moves down to the number 3 position.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on. Anytime a thirst takes hold, Pepsi pours it on.
Get that great Pepsi taste in a modern, convenient way in no deposit, no return bottles. Got a brand spanking new record here for Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. Sounds like it might be a hit coming for him. Thing called Alice Long.
You're still my favorite girlfriend, Alice Long. And I don't forget about you when you're gone. We both agreed not to get hung up, to talk things over as they come up. So if you think we don't see each other enough, then let's talk it over. When we're together, nothing can keep us apart. But if I ever forget the color you start to wonder whether you're still a part of my heart. Can't you see? Can't you see?
Alice Long, Tommy Boyce, and Bobby Hart doing it to it from Radio 16.
Hullabaloo!
This weekend's the big one. Grand opening at Hullabaloo. So make the Hullabaloo scene from 8 p.m. on at the new Hullabaloo, 639 South Main, entrance off Mosley.
Hullabaloo!
Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm one of the national Hullabaloo dancers from New York City. I'm in town for the grand opening weekend of TV's Hullabaloo scene. Friday night, I'll be appearing along with the Dynamite recording group, The Pack, plus the Buffy Reed Phenomenon. Saturday night, to add to the excitement, the Vincent DePaul Society will be joining in with the Buffy Reed Phenomenon. So come on, kids, get into a new bag and let's have a hullabaloo in.
That's Hullabaloo, 639 South Main, entrance off Mosley. Ann Arbor's new in-place for young adults.
Sergio Mendez here. Number 13 sound.
Of love is in your eyes. A look the time can't disguise. The look of love. My heart has
Don't you worry about that. No, sir. Not until payday, anyway. Sergio Mendes, Brazil 66. Man, been so busy making money on their records, never had time to update the name of the group. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we reach back into the happening echo chamber.
Echo chamber.
Echo chamber.
Echo chamber.
I'm searching for a new love. Can that new
Tim Tam and a turn on.
Thrilling stock car racing, Flat Rock Speedway. 12 event program with two big feature events, late model stocks and fabulous figurines. See Ann Arbor's Roy Barnard Battle Joy Fair, Ron Grana, Jim Clark, Denny Bird, and other great drivers for the 1968 Track Championship. Saturday night, Flat Rock Speedway, 1 mile south of Flat Rock, Telegraph, and Newburgh Roads. Time trials, 7 o'clock, racing at 8:30. See you there.
Oh, that isn't the half of it, friends. Listen, you know, the Flat Rock track has just been repaved, a whole new facelifting. There'll be new record sets. See for yourself Saturday night. Flat Rock Speedway. This is from Simon and Garfunkel's Bookends album. Save the life of my child.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. Some real estate here in my bag. So we've got a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America.
said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh. Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. The faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. Last 1 hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine. And the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said.
Simon and Garfunkel. Is that album still selling? By golly, that's been around. Let me check our new album survey here. Don't see it on there. Oh, yes, there it is. Number 8. Still number 8. On our Sound 16 album survey.
Hey, bud. Hungry for a pizza?
Then the people to call are Domino's. Yes, for a hot, delicious pizza with mushrooms, sausage, or just a bunch of golden cheese. No one can match Domino's. Now, there are 6 locations serving Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor. Check the yellow pages for the one nearest you. Remember, D is for delicious, as in Domino's.
All righty, time to do the happening honk. You ready? In your car, driving home from graduation, maybe? Did y'all graduate tonight? Congratulations. Ann Arbor High School, I guess. And somebody else, seems to me, some other school. Maybe several schools in the area. Having graduation exercises tonight. I always felt kind of tired when it came time to graduate myself. I never wanted any exercises. At any rate, let's do the happening honk now. On your mark, get set. Get the proper wrist action there. Very good. Oh, you must be all that, you know, exuberation getting out of school there. Makes you sound so good. Here's a new Deion Jackson sound.
Ooh, I need a love like yours, honey. Walking down a deserted street.
I Need a Love Like Yours, brand new sound from Mr. Dion Jackson. Sounds like it could be a hit for him. Tell you what we'll do. We'll split, bring you up to date on all the news that's fit to print, man. If it's fit to print, we say it before anybody gets a chance to print it. And then after that, I will return with more of the Joe Dahl. Get down to business.
Happening.
The one most people have turned to. This is WAAM Ann Arbor.
10:30.
John Luther, Mutual News. In the news at this hour, gun control fever in Washington. Rocky takes a dig at Dick. A report on gun control legislation after this message.
This is Judy White for the Peace Corps. It's a question you can answer for yourself in the Peace Corps, along with other questions like, what can I do? What kind of guts do I have? What do I really want out of life? You'll get away from everything you've ever known. You'll be on your own in any of 57 countries, teaching people how to fight the big fight against hunger, disease, illiteracy. It's a way for you to make a difference in the world. If you've got a skill, or if you're just getting out of college, write the Peace Corps, Washington, D.C.
It was a small gun carried by the man who assassinated Senator Robert Kennedy, but it did a terrible and a huge job. When its .22 caliber bullet gouged the life out of Senator Kennedy, it not only murdered a prominent man, but it also probably did more to bring about new gun control laws than all the words ever uttered in Congress. Here's where gun control legislation stands today. Mutual learned from Congressman Gerald Ford.
The major gun control provisions Congress already has approved still await the president's signature, along with other long overdue anti-crime provisions. What is the president waiting for? Instead of taking prompt and constructive action, he appointed another study commission. Even if he intends to veto the crime bill, he should do so without delay, so we in the Congress can reenact it over his veto.
Experts say that regardless of this legislation spoken of by Republican Congressman Ford, there is no assurance that any new gun laws will be enacted with the effectiveness to make guns truly difficult for Americans to obtain. On the political scene, gun control was hinted at indirectly by presidential campaigner Governor Nelson Rockefeller as he took a dig at Richard Nixon. Rocky said in California that our cities won't be saved by men who read rousing speeches about crime control and say not one word about gun control. Nixon, meanwhile, relaxed from campaigning in New York. While France appears to be in a less chaotic mood across the Atlantic, there remains the national tension there. But the recent unrest reports Mutual Serge Fliegers did create some advantages for students.
The student revolt did lead to something. France's baccalaureate, one of the toughest examinations here, has been made more easy. This year, because of the teachers and students' strike, there will only be oral examinations. But in the years to come, committees of students, teachers, and parents will supervise the baccalaureate examination and make sure they remain fair. Serge Fliegers, Mutual News, Paris.
More news in a moment.
M and R on the rocks, Martini and Rossi imported vermouth.
Who's singing?
I am.
But you're a bottle of Martini and Rossi dry vermouth.
M&R Sweet Vermouth sings too. We're imported, so we taste marvelous straight, refreshing on the rocks.
Say, you'd be great at a party.
Of course, we're terrific mixers. It's great on the rocks. Renfield Importers, New York.
We're all doomed, say thousands of American hippies, so large flocks of them are headed lining the roads for Colorado's high country. They fear, among other things, that the planet Icarus will collide with Mother Earth this coming Saturday. John Luther, Mutual News.
The forecast for the greater Ann Arbor Ypsilanti area, fair and cool with a low of 50 degrees. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness and warmer. Showers or thunder showers late in the evening. A high of 80 degrees and a low of 55. The outlook for Saturday, mostly cloudy and cooler with a chance of showers. Currently, winds are from the north-northwest at 3 miles an hour. Temperature 60, 60 degrees.
WAAM News. News you don't get anywhere else.
Welcome back to music. On a Thursday night, Joe Dahl. Here's an old people record called
I Love You. I love you. I love you. Yes, I do, but the words won't come.
And I don't know what to say.
I shouldn't hide my love deep inside. The world should explain, but the words won't come. If you could see what you mean to me, the words should explain, but the words won't come. I know how hard I try to tell her I love you, but something holds me back when I try to tell you.
Listen, I'll tell you what to say.
Stock car racing, America's number two spectator sport, will again be in full swing Saturday night at Flat Rock Speedway. Big double feature program with late model stocks and fabulous figure eights. See Joy Fair defend his 1967 championship against Danny Bird, Roy Grana, and Ann Arbor's Roy Barnard. Remember, Saturday night, Flat Rock Speedway, 1 mile south of Flat Rock, Telegraph and Newburgh Roads. Time trials at 7 o'clock, racing at 8:30.
The Flat Rock track has just been repaved with Flatter Rock, a whole new facelifting. There'll be new record sets. See for yourself Saturday night. Number 12 on our new and improved survey for Aretha.
Yeah.
What a hit. See, that is what, in the record business, we call a... it's a technical term. We call it a good record, see? Aretha Franklin.
Mind it if we listen.
The album is Miss Butters by The Family Tree. The song is Slipping Through My Fingers. These are the Amboy Dukes.
Please understand, you might not come back.
journey to the center of the mind, which naturally leads us to the subject of animal crackers. Last night, Mike brought in a box of animal crackers. Mike answers the telephones. You can get a pretty good-sized box of them for 10 cents, you know. And I was just wondering what the difference is between crackers and cookies. You know, it seems like they should be animal cookies, but they call them animal crackers. If anybody knows, actually, what the difference is, how do you differentiate between a cracker and a cookie if you don't, you know, see it on the box? I'd like to know, you know, just out of curiosity. 971-1600 to solve the world's problems. Here's a new sound for Power Beer and the Raiders. Nobody has been able to differentiate yet for me. What's the difference between a cracker and a cookie? Isn't there anybody who's an expert on that subject in the audience? Isn't there anybody in the audience?
If you own a car, you better watch out for the finagler. At this very moment, one might be dialing your number. Hi, old buddy, he'll say. Going anywhere today? Well, my car's in the shop. You suppose I could use yours for a couple hours, long as you're not going anywhere? When the finagler finagles, don't panic. Calmly say, Avis. Avis has nice, shiny Plymouths. They'd be happy to rent. Remember those keywords, Avis, Plymouth, rent, and it's so long, finagler.
Ah, those Avis boys. Really know how to do it to it. Remember the sound by the Cream? How about a game of tennis?
Soon you can tell that all
be just super angry. I called up and said, well, why don't you look it up in a dictionary? Good idea. I don't know. I never thought of that. So while I try to find the dictionary, let's you and I listen to our premiere single for the week. Blue Cheer. Just a little bit. Our premier single for the week, Blue Cheer. Just a little bit. Well, we got... I could not find a dictionary in this radio station. You know what? Everybody else around here is smart enough. You know, they don't need one, see? I guess. Except for me. At any rate, we have a fellow on the line who has a dictionary in hand and also the phone, and he's getting all tangled up there. He's going to give us a definition. It turns out so far, what we've been able to learn so far is that... A cracker, now tell me if I'm wrong here, a cracker is a small hard biscuit, and a cookie is a small cake, right? Now, which leads us to the natural question, what's the difference between a biscuit and a cake, right?
It's racing this Friday night at Manchester Speedway. And because the last half of last Friday night's race was rained out, Manchester Speedway will feature the big Demolition Derby this Friday night, plus 12 to 14 other races, plus a big double feature race of all the fastest cars. Take on 94 to Chelsea Manchester exit and turn south. Racing starts at 8:30, time trials at 7. See you there at Manchester Speedway.
Here's a song by the Moody Blues. Oh, Tuesday afternoon. News time with the Bill Black combo. Doggone little, isn't it? But here it is, time to tell you.
The one most people have turned to. This is WAAM Ann Arbor.
It's 11 o'clock. Good evening, everyone. This is Joe Dahl reporting. In the headlines, the New York Stock Exchange has chalked up the biggest day in its history with more than 21 million shares changing hands. French riot police battled a crowd of about 700 demonstrators tonight in the city of Nantes. A tornado struck Tracy, Minnesota tonight. Four persons reported trapped. Doctors at Cape Town say they can cure hepatitis, which is bothering Philip Blayberg, but that it could endanger his new heart. In the Michigan headlines, an anti-riot bill signed by Governor Romney Thursday will have to await legislative adjournment to be used by law authorities. Four bank holdup suspects have been apprehended in Detroit's East Side, but not before three persons, including a police officer. A suspect and a bystander were wounded. Michigan Democratic Congressman John Dingell says his congressional subcommittee will begin investigating advertising gimmicks used by major oil companies. Governor Romney is expected to sign the Michigan's lower court reorganization bill to give the communities an opportunity to establish local option provisions. In sports today, a tie after 10 innings of play, still St. Louis 1, Atlanta 1. Philadelphia 3, Houston 2. It was Pittsburgh 8, San Francisco 7. Chicago Cubs over Cincinnati 8-4. And in the American League, Detroit down Minnesota 3-1. It was Oakland 1, Cleveland nothing after 11 innings. In the first game of a doubleheader, California defeated Boston 4-2. The second game tied. California 1, Boston 1. That was suspended by agreement after 5.5 innings. The forecast for the greater Ann Arbor Ypsilanti area, fair and cool tonight, a low of 50 degrees predicted. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness and warmer. Showers or thundershowers possible. A high tomorrow of 80 degrees. A low tomorrow night of 55. Current temperature is 5.8, 58 degrees.
WAAM News. News you don't get anywhere else.
Welcome back to the Joe Dahl.
Happening.
We've already said.
Speaking of the Moody Blues. Back to the question of the difference between crackers and cookies. I think we've more or less gotten to the bottom of it. It turns out that a cracker is really a special kind of cookie. A cookie is defined, if I can read my writing here, as baked, sweetened, or flavored dough, or any small baked or fried bit of food. And a biscuit, a cracker being a kind of a biscuit, is a hard, flat wafer made out of bread dough, usually baked. Or fried, I suppose. You could have a fried cracker. So a cracker is a special case of a biscuit, right? That's another little something you could bring up at the next party, you know, when conversation gets dull. Because tell them to say, did you know that a cracker is really... Here's a big sound for the grapefruit.
Never.
Gee, I hope nobody's gone out to the party since that last record started, because I got it all wrong, you know, and if there's somebody around who knows more about it than I just told them, they're going to have to leave the party if they're, you know, hat in their mouth. I got it all wrong, I'm informed. I'm sorry, now let me see if I can get this right. Stop and think for a minute before. There used to be a sign on the wall here. They took it down. I guess it never did any good. It says, engage brain before putting mouth in gear. But I didn't want to get my brain engaged because, at any rate, biscuits and cookies are both special cases of cake. It is a cake that I was talking about. It's a piece of baked, sweetened, or flavored dough, or any small, flat piece of baked or fried food. That is a cake, under which biscuit and wafer falls, you see. So biscuit and wafer, and a cracker being a kind of a biscuit or a wafer, and a cookie being a kind of cake also makes them both types of cake. And now I think we have it straight. We'll find out. Somebody will holler if we don't, that's for sure. Here's the third booth.
Girl, I'm gonna make you all mine now. Girl, I want you in my arms for the rest of time now. If I see you running with that guy, I'm gonna lay down my head and cry for love. It's just not there now. Our love is true and strong.
I need love. You heard it first by far, as usual, right here on the Joe Dahl Happening, home of the world's foremost scientific investigations.
Hullabaloo! This weekend's the big one. Grand opening at Hullabaloo. So make the Hullabaloo scene from 8 p.m. on at the new Hullabaloo, 639 South Main, entrance off Mosley. Hullabaloo!
Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm one of the national Hullabaloo dancers from New York City. I'm in town for the grand opening weekend of TV's Hullabaloo scene. Friday night, I'll be appearing along with the Dynamite recording group, The Pack, plus the Buffy Reed Phenomenon. Saturday night, to add to the excitement, the Vincent DePaul Society will be joining in with the Buffy Reed Phenomenon. So come on, kids, get into a new bag and let's have a hullabaloo in.
That's Hullabaloo, 639 South Main, entrance off Mosley. Ann Arbor's new in-place for young adults.
Well, this is Thursday night. We're previewing the new Sound 16 survey. And I think we played everything from the top 16 here so far. Let me check. Yeah, so as is our wont, I will read it off to you now. In the album survey, first, number 16 album, Love is Blue by Claudine Longet. Or is it Longet? Number 15, former premiere album, Revelations by the New Colony 6. Number 14 is Sergio Mendez, Look Around. Children of the Future up to number 13 this week. That's also a former premiere by the Steve Miller Band. Quicksilver Messenger Service. Now, they have it misprinted on the survey also. They have it printed as Quicksilver by Messenger Service, but it is Quicksilver Messenger Service. Number 12. Number 11 is God Bless Tiny Tim. Number 10, Stone Ponies Volume 3. Number 9, Wow and Grape Jam, the two albums by Moby Grape. Simon and Garfunkel have number 8 with Bookends. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, self-explanatory, number 7. Days of Future Best, Future Past by the Moody Blues, number 6 on our album survey. Number 5 is Joni Mitchell's album. Number 4, Journey to the Center of the Mind, look at that, Manboy Dukes, number 4. The Papas and the Mamas is number 3. Beat of the Brass is number 2, and back on top again from number 2 last week is Richard Harris, A Tramp Shining, his album. He's got a single right up here, too. Run down the Sweet 16 Sound Singles Survey. Number 16 is the Fantastic Four's record, I've Got to Have You. Yummy, Yummy, Yummy is number 15, the Ohio Express. Grapefruit, number 14. It was up one big slot for Grapefruit. That's Elevator. Number 13, Look of Love, Sergio Mendez. Number 12, A Sink by Aretha Franklin. Vox Tops have number 11. Choo Choo Train, Indian Lake, The Cow Sills, number 10. Here Come the Judge, Here Come the Judge, the Buena Vistas, number 9 on our Sound 16 survey. Number 8 this week is Angel of the Morning, Narrowly Rush. Moves down from number 4 last week. Up to number 7 is Journey to the Center of the Mind, the single by the Amboy Dukes. She's a Heartbreaker, still hanging in there at number 6. Number 6 last week, number 6 this week for Gene Pitney. Never Gonna Give You Up, Jerry Butler, has a number 5 sound both last week and this week. Jumpin' Jack Flash all the way up to number 4 for the Rolling Stones. Number 3, This Guy's in Love, Herbie Alpert. Number 2 is MacArthur Park, Richard Harris. And, all that big buildup, group, and you didn't come in and, well, you try it once. That's better.
It's number 1, 1, 1, 1.
His Friend and Lover's Sound, which you heard first by far right here on the Joe Dahl Happening. Reach Out of the Darkness.
Yeah.
Number one for the week to come on our new Sound 16 survey, Friend and Lover. Reach out of the dark.
Thrilling stock car racing, Flat Rock Speedway. 12 event program with two big feature events, late bottle stocks and Femi to speaker rates. See Ann Arbor's Roy Barnard Battle Joy Fair, Ron Granite, Jim Clark, Denny Bird, and other great drivers for the 1968 Track Championship. Saturday night, Flat Rock Speedway, 1 mile south of Flat Rock, Telegraph, and Newburgh Roads. Time trials, 7 o'clock, racing at 8:30. See you there.
The Flat Rock track has just been repaved, you know. A whole new facelifting exclamation point. There'll be new records set. See for yourself this Saturday night. What a premier LP we have this week. Silver Apples is the name of the album and the group. And you're about to hear Whirly Bird Unzip My Mind, So Nuts and Bolts Spill Out. With twisted wires, shattered bulbs, and bits of glass, emotion copper cures the jangled snarl of every day. Unwound and fix up. Fix upon the board where parts and holes together lash component dreams and slabs of light all fused within the silver globe that swirls on top of my whirly bird. Unzip my mind so nuts and bolts spill out with twisted wires, shattered bulbs, and bits of glass. Emotion copper cures the jangled snarl of every day unwound and fused atop the globe is my whirly bird. Yes, sirree. Silver Apples, boy, one of these guys. That's all done. The whole album is done entirely. No extra instruments, just the two guys, Dan Taylor and Simeon, playing. He's apparently one of these electronic genius fellas, you know. He's got all this stuff piled around him that he plays, Simeon. And he makes a lot of good noise with it, too. Whirly Bird, that's our premier LP for the week, at any rate. Boy. Isn't that amazing that he can make all that music come out of I wish you could see the pictures they have here, the stuff he's playing, you know. Myself, it always kind of amazes me, you know. I've been in radio for about 5 years now and have studied it, went to engineering school, you know, at the university here in town, and even after supposedly knowing something about it, you know. I sit down and I listen, you know, and here's a record being played someplace miles away, you know, and the actual sound took place maybe years ago. And all I can say is, it truly is magic. Keeps growing. Like the size of the fish the man claims broke his reel.
Are you hungry for a pizza?
Then the people to call are Domino's. Yes, for hot, delicious pizza with mushrooms, sausage, or just bunches of golden cheese, no one can match Domino's. Now there are 6 locations serving Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor. Check the yellow pages for the one nearest you. Remember, D is for delicious. As in Domino's.
Here's Picardie. Gonna be a big one. 5:30 plane.
All the empty reasons that we gave ourselves for going on or dying in your misty eyes. Floating in a boat that's so filled with both our lies. We'll never make the shore.
No! 5:30 playing last week's premiere single, as done by Picardy, and I think it should be a hit. Joe Dahl having a ball from Radio 16. See you immediately following this fiasco.
The one most people have turned to. This is WAAM Ann Arbor.
It's 11:30.
Bill Maher, Mutual News. In the news at this hour, the campaign warms up again. GOP governors gather in Tulsa. Rocky challenges Nixon to debate. Saigon Air Base hit by rockets, but the Capitol is quiet.
In an attempt to head off the walkout.
A federal judge has ordered the city of Detroit to show cause by August 12th why the city should permit a referendum supported by the anti-open housing forces. Two Detroit residents asked for the petition, charging that such a referendum would be a violation of their constitutional rights, since open housing laws are federal and state measures. A 26-year-old Detroit man was convicted Thursday of first-degree murder in the 1967 robbery slaying of a druggist in a small community of Hamburg. The Livingston County Circuit Court jury found James Hayton guilty of killing druggist George Reck on the night of January 7, 1967. The jury acquitted 36-year-old Paul Coleman of Detroit on the same charge. The prosecution had tried to link the two together in the robbery slaying. Adrian School Superintendent Carlo Heikkinen has warned that the city might have to ask voters for even more money this summer if the school teachers refuse to lower their salary demands. The district is scheduled to vote on an $8.3 million bond issue in August. In sports today and tonight, Detroit defeated Minnesota 3-1. It was Oakland over Cleveland, 1-0 after 11 innings of play. California downed Boston 4-2. In the second game, it was a tie. California and Boston both won. That game suspended by agreement after 5.5 innings. Only four games scheduled in the National League. St. Louis beat Atlanta 3-1. In 12 innings. It was Philadelphia over Houston 3-2. Pittsburgh defeated San Francisco 8-7, and the Chicago Cubs down Cincinnati 8-4. The forecast for the greater Ann Arbor Ypsilanti area, fair and cool tonight, a low of 50 degrees, increasing cloudiness and warmer tomorrow, showers or thundershowers likely in the late afternoon or evening, a high of 80 and a low of 55. The outlook for Saturday, mostly cloudy and cooler with a chance of showers. Current temperature, 5-4, 54 degrees.
WAAM News. News you don't get anywhere else.
Good morning, good morning. The best to you. Welcome back to the Joe Dahl. These are the Gants. Roadrunner, baby. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Those have any horns other way.
I'm a roadrunner, baby. Can't catch up with me. I'm a roadrunner, baby. Oh, you can't catch up with me, girl. I'm so done, you're baby.
Meep, meep.
Meep, meep.
Choo-choo train. Choo-choo train.
Stops. Big hit for him there. Shoot Your Train, number 11 on our Sound 16 survey from Radio 16's Joe Dahl Happening, the happening you don't get anywhere else. His new record for, First Edition. First Edition, of course. How could I remember the First Edition? Charlie Ferdinand.
Charlie, what you gonna do, call your game?
A snake who likes to dance, witches, brews, and ones and twos, Charlie the Fertilance. Charlie was a snaky fair, Charlie lived in a snaky lair. Charlie liked to flip and kick cobwebs from his head. Snake who played the piccolo. He liked to dance on the dunes in the desert and play his fife real low. Charlie had a girl named Frog who played the drums all night. The trouble with their relationship was Charlie's appetite.
Charlie, Charlie, what you gonna call your game? Ball of ping pong still gonna remain the same.
Chicken eggs, but they were hard to get. So Charlie plays his piccolo, but they haven't come out yet. Charlie had a secret wish to be a movie star, but when old Charlie's entrance came, he couldn't get very far.
Charlie, Charlie, what you gonna call your game?
I kind of like that sound. 12 minutes past the hour, same as we join the Amboy Dukes. What a team. Man, that's even better than joining the army.
Yeah.
course, brings us down to time to hear Mary Lee Rush sing.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Just call me Angel of the Morning. Sun's light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now.